T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Big Ten schedule has been released. First, Michigan schedule. They open up at home against Purdue on September the 5th. Then September 12th at Minnesota to take on the running PJ Flex. Then September 19th, they are home for the Penn State Nittany Lions. September 26th at Rutgers. October 3rd, home to Michigan State. Then they go on the road twice, October 17th, so they have a bye in between. So October 10th is a bye. October 17th, it's a little bit of a tough stretch here. At Indiana, who's going to be really good, I think. October 24th at Ohio State. October 24th. October 24th. Yes, you heard me. Not November 24th. October 24th at the Horseshoe. Wow, that's weird. October 31st for Halloween, the Wisconsin Badgers come to the Big House. And then Maryland comes on November the 7th. Then there's a bye before the last week. And it's for Jamie, man. At Northwestern to end up the season.
So Michigan, if they were any good in playing for something, the final game of the regular season, they'd have to go to Evanston and win.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Michigan State. I can't tell on their grid whether it means home or away. So this.
How about
really
I slide over there and help you?
Okay. Well, they just have the colors. They don't say here on the grid. Maybe Michigan State. Has Michigan State tweeted it out yet?
No, but it looks like that the team, if it's on a white background, they are playing that team at home.
Yeah, I know. That's the one. Well, let's figure it out. So they open up against Minnesota.
Gray is
on the road?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so they open up at home against Minnesota.
We just sit in social distance.
Then they go. So September 6th, home to Minnesota. This is the Spartans. September 12th at Maryland. September 19th, looks like they're home to Northwestern. September 26th, home at Penn State. October 3rd, at Michigan. Then they have a bye. Then October 17th, home to Ohio State. October 24th, home to Rutgers. October 31st, at Iowa. November 7th, home to Indiana. A bye week, week 11. And they finish the season at Nebraska. There you go.
So the big thing out of this, the only real two big things, is Michigan and Ohio State, not at the end of the year, but that had leaked out a couple days ago.
Right.
And then the huge thing, I think, and it's going to go long term, is that Michigan State's going to the Big House two straight years.
Yeah.
So I hated it as a Michigan fan that the rotation was playing at Michigan State and Ohio State in the same season. That's if they continue from here with every other season,
right.
Now that won't happen.
Correct.
And I love it because I did not like that.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it plays out next year, whether this is just a one-time anomaly and then they're going to go back to the way it was originally scheduled. We have no idea. So it's interesting. Here's what's interesting. Ohio State starts off with arguably three cream puffs, Illinois, Rutgers, and Purdue. And then Indiana, which I think Indiana's going to be good, but still. And they always give Ohio State a good game for at least a half. Then they have their bye. Then they play Nebraska, Michigan State, Michigan, Maryland, Penn State, the bye, and then Iowa.
So Michigan has to play Wisconsin, and Ohio State gets Illinois.
Yeah, well, they get Iowa. Michigan doesn't have to play Iowa.
Right.
And Iowa's probably pretty good, too.
I mean, isn't every team a kind of a cream puff compared to Ohio State these days?
Yes, exactly.
Unfortunately.
I don't know. I'm just saying if I would rather play Iowa than Wisconsin.
True. Yes. Well, at least they're both playing at home. As far as the Spartans go, their non-divisional games are Minnesota, and that's a home game. So Minnesota has to play Michigan State and Michigan back-to-back, if I'm reading this correctly. They also play Northwestern, and they play Iowa and Nebraska. Those are their out-of-conference games. What's really interesting, except for the Illinois-Purdue game to end the season, all the major rivalry games at the end are not at the end of the season anymore. Obviously, Michigan-Ohio State we talked about, but like Penn State, I don't know who they
don't really have one. I'm noticing on the television that Purdue and Indiana are still the last week.
Right, I said that's the only one. Northwestern's is like we said, Michigan, but usually is it Nebraska? Iowa is usually the last week, right? Okay, Nebraska, Iowa is week 4 this year, and Wisconsin, Minnesota is usually the last game, right? Wisconsin's last game is Rutgers, so it's going to be interesting. There's no doubt about it, and this is all under the auspices of if. This is a huge if whether they're even going to play these games or not.
That's why there's no complaining absolutely whatsoever from me.
No.
Like I said, I just think the one significant thing that could have happened is that they continue the rotation, and I actually think they will, with the division teams of home and away, that Michigan will not have to play at both those rivals.
Now there's and obviously there's a good chance that there's going to be no fans at these games, or at least – very few.
Right.
Who knows?
Well, I mean, the Indianapolis 500 band fans.
Yes.
At one time, I think they were talking about 50%.
Uh-huh. Well, I remember Gene Smith, the Ohio State athletic director, early on said, well, we'll do 50, 60%. Now they're down to maybe like 20%. Right. And I think it's going to keep decreasing. Hey, look, people are going to go and tailgate and watch games on big screens outside in the parking lots. Obviously, it won't be the same. But as long as they're playing from a entertainment avenue, from a spectator's point of view, I can watch it on TV. I'm very happy. I'd rather be at the games because I love the atmosphere, because then I got robbed of that because I chose to go to a school without a, you know, football team. I just love being there at Michigan, and now my daughter's at Michigan State going to a tailgate in one of her games. I mean, I love doing that. So, look, this is good news, but let's not get carried away here. You got Micah Parsons, probably the best defensive player in the Big Ten. He's opting out. You have the situation in Indiana with the mother of the lineman who's having a heart condition due to COVID. So I don't know. Look, not you know, people are joking, oh, Rutgers stinks, but they had a lot of people test for COVID this week, and we don't know how long that's going to last.
So it's just said right now the Big Ten it's official that they've added 4 weeks at the end of the season. So there's a 4-week cushion. So I would guess that much like baseball, a team or two will have to shut it down for a week. So you've got that buffer at the end of the year. So then you would get to the end of the year, and if those teams are fighting for the division title or the chance to go to the Big Ten championship game, then I think they would play that game. And if it didn't matter, I don't think they would. Maybe they would still play it if they had to become bowl eligible. I can't see right now the full bowl season happening. Can you?
No.
I mean, it's not.
Well,
people aren't going to be able to travel, potentially.
People don't want to travel. Well, they won't have fans, especially if they don't have fans. But you know what? You could bubble up a bowl location for a few weeks. You fly them there. And as long as it's on television, they'll still make their money.
The Bubblicious Peach Bowl?
Yes, absolutely. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. If you have any opinion on the Big Ten schedule, Michigan will play Michigan State October 3rd in the Big House. They both have byes after that. For the Wolverines, October 24th at Ohio State. You heard me right. October 24th at Ohio State. October 31st, home to Wisconsin. November 7th, home to Maryland, a bye week. And then they close it off at Evanston, November 21st, to take on Samuelson's Cats.
Odds are that Michigan is undefeated when they play Ohio State.
Wow. Well, they have The one game, they have two decent games on the road that they'd have to beat, I think. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Although their best receiver just opted out.
Right.
Okay, so, but they're still going to be good. And who knows if any players on Michigan are going to opt out. At Indiana, especially if the quarterback, what was it, Penix?
Yeah.
Who was hurt last time against
Michael,
Michigan.
Is it Penix?
Penix, yeah, Penix. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Penix,
Penix. Like Penicini, Penicini, same thing, you know? I said Penix. Remember that.
Don't let that stop Stoney, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Summer Penix.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
He's fall Penix.
They might be, depending on how they look against Purdue, they might be underdogs at Minnesota. Maybe however good Indiana is, they could be, I don't know.
Well, the tricky game is Minnesota to me because you don't know who you're starting at quarterback. I'm sure Harbaugh knows by now. But you're taking a quarterback who is going to have his first road start into a team, which I will say, I think it might be a hostile environment because Minnesota's, it's early in the year. And they're coming off that season they had last year. And those fans are going to be jacked. Well, there's not going to be any fans.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm losing my mind.
Right, I was going to say, what a hostile.
Environment. That's my first one where I'm like, I'm being normal. I'm starting to think football's going to happen. And then
The Gopher. That's going to be the hostile environment, the Gopher mascot.
Wow. That just shows you know. Like,
now, do you have
we're
to
not used to doing this yet.
Now, do you have to have gloves to pick up the little brown jug?
Yeah.
The little brown jug week two. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
You know,
and don't text in if it has. I don't really care.
Just the things. Like, there won't be greetings on the field, you know, between the coaches or anything. You won't have a Schwartz Harbaugh moment possible.
Yeah, they'll do a little, fist bump maybe.
Crazy. That was hilarious that I did that.
It's in their hostile environment. Well, then
I'm just not used to it.
There might be. We don't know. There might be. They might let students only in. Who knows? And they're probably going to be. Well, I don't know how hostile they are. They might let people.
It's not going to be hostile with limited people. Still,
I know. There'll be the people in the suites. Probably the big donors will probably get to go.
Oh, I hope Wojo's listening because I just want him. I don't know if I can come into this hostile environment on this show. That was awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.